Good morning, this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story is taken from an account written by Otto Clement in 1935 of a trip he had made over Cascade Pass to Lake Chelan in 1887. The story appears in a book available at the museum bookstore. It's entitled Stehekin, Glimpses of the Past, compiled by Carol M. Stone. After so long a time in recording this experience, one could question the accuracy of his recall, and the goat story which I will relate to you may surpass most fish stories, but true or not, it is a great story. The writer, Mr. Clement, and his party were moving down valley past the mouth of Bridge Creek and camped at the mouth of a little stream. Joe Seam, an Indian guide, picked up a rifle and stated he would go kill a bear while the others prepared supper. In about a half hour, they heard three shots. Seam returned and reported he had killed two bears. The next morning, the group selected the larger to skin, quarter, and take to camp. It was so fat, they saved the oil into a coffee pot to be used as butter. They also made jerky from about 20 pounds of meat. The next day, they arrived at the head of Lake Chelan, and Joe Seam, knowing of two canoes hidden by Skagit Indians, launched them for 2 days of fun fishing. Seam also knew of an Indian named Wapato John down at the Columbia River who would sell them supplies of which they were running low. So Seam and Clement paddled down lake and left their canoe in a secluded place, proceeded to the Columbia on foot, and were successful in acquiring the needed provisions from Wapato John. They were able to acquire horses to return to the canoe. In passing up lake a few miles, they were overtaken by night, so they made camp on the beach. Talking over the day's events, Joe Seam revealed that in conversation with the Indians around Joe Wapato's camp, he learned of an Indian uprising in eastern Washington, and many whites had been killed. Even Clement may have been in danger, save for Wapato John's authority among the Indians. An incident occurred the following day, which the writer has often related and has been called every imaginable kind of liar for his pains. But it being the simple truth, he shall again relate it here. We were camped on the northern shore of the lake, he said, with the mountains on the south side in plain view. A shot was fired high up on the mountain directly opposite our camp, and turning our eyes in that direction, we presently saw a mountain goat making its way down the rugged side of the mountain. But we could see nothing of the party who fired the shot. Presenton, taking his rifle, sprang into a canoe and paddled across the lake. Of course, we haven't heard anything of Presenton up to this point. He and the goat reaching the shore at the same time, shoving the bow of the canoe up onto a narrow sandbar, the goat approached the canoe. He stepped into it, laid down, and died. While Presenton, without so much as rising from his seat, shoved off his canoe and returned to the camp, all this occurring in plain view of the entire party. We were glad to get the goat and were in the act of skinning it when an Indian stepped into the camp from heaven only knows where and claimed the goat. While we, like good sportsmen, conceded that it did not belong to us and offered him $2.50 for the prize, which he cheerfully accepted and disappeared. So that's only part of the long letter that he wrote, and next time, on this same time, we will talk more interesting episodes of Lake Chelan history.